On this episode, we review Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter Resort. This is episode 138 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hi, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you have not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Very fun and informative group. Over 800 members strong now.
Yay.
Hopefully we will hit 1,000 here in January with the new year. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com with Jared and Jamie Lee. Now, they release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday. Jamie has Trip Tales once a month. And now, once a month, we also have CTM at the Movies. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays. So the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And speaking of having you covered, Melissa, with Ears of Experience, will have you covered as far as planning and booking your Disney World, your Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, and Universal Orlando Resort Vacations. You can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She will help you with ADRs, fast passes, just take care of you. Melissa is awesome. And if having, you know, five shows a week over 20 episodes total a month from this network is not enough, you just want more. You want early access to shows. You want early access to vlogs, behind the scenes, monthly live streams that are not available everywhere else. And what everybody in the world wants, notes to Main Street Magic shows. Yeah. Then go to ctmvip.com and check out Club 32. If you can't afford Club 33, this is the next best thing. And I honestly think it's probably better.
Isn't Club 33 like $30,000?
Only to get in.
Oh, yeah.
After that, it's only like $12,000, $15,000 a year. So this won't set you back quite as much, which is nice.
Yeah.
And you really get a lot out of it. But honestly, this helps support the network growth. It helps fund hosting of the podcast and the website and things like that. But we didn't want to just ask for donations. We want to give you something in return.
Absolutely.
And we want to make sure you're getting more value out of it than actual monetary value you're putting in. So check out ctmvip.com. Today's episode, while we did not most recently stay at French Quarter, we have stayed there twice in the past now, and in our Club 32 Facebook group, which also have an exclusive Facebook group for Club 32 members, I believe it was Jen Pfeiffer that had asked if we had done a full episode dedicated to the French Quarter. Because we had done a full episode to Riverside. We've talked some about the French Quarter in other episodes, but she wanted a full episode on French Quarter. And I said, what Club 32 wants, Club 32 gets. So we are doing this full review. I am going to throw back to some previous episodes as we go through this, because there will be some other detailed information there you want to listen to. Not you personally, but the people listening to this.
Okay, good.
So
I don't have time.
You don't have time. We'll listen on our way to Orlando in a few short hours.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, everyone, we are recording this on the 30th, but when this comes out, it will be January 1st. So happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I hope everybody had a safe and wonderful New Year's Eve. We will be spending ours, or by the time you hear this, have spent ours, just outside of Disney. We're doing lunch at Disney Springs on New Year's Eve. We're staying in Lake Buena Vista Villages and Spa Resort, which is about 4.5 miles from Disney Springs. So it will be interesting. We have a 3-bed, I think it's 2-bath. Rhonda's going to try and work some magic when we check in, though. So we'll let
but
you know.
But it's not
how
Disney,
that went.
So I don't know how.
Yeah,
magic I can work.
We could just, if they don't want to give us the upgrade to the fireworks view, you could just say, They would have done it if this was Disney. And then they'll be like, oh, God, we should do it. All right. So first, go back and listen to episode 113, which is called Disney Resorts from Deluxe to Value. And what we actually did is we stayed in a 2-week period, a deluxe resort, a moderate resort, which was French Quarter, and then a value resort. And so we do cover some bases there as far as that goes. So go back, listen to episode 113. But let's get into a little bit about French Quarter.
Okay.
So this opened in May of 1991, has 1,008 rooms. This is a very small resort, but it piggybacks on Riverside. So collectively, it's like one giant resort in a way.
Yes.
To me, it's almost in comparison to doing Kidani Village and Jumbo House. You know, they're all Animal Kingdom Lodge, but they're kind of their separate things.
Right.
Same thing. You have Port Orleans. You have the Riverside section. You have the French Quarter section. If you weren't aware, this is themed after New Orleans French Quarter.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever been? You've never been in the French Quarter, have you?
No.
Do you think this is what it looks like?
Well, yeah, because you told me.
I've never been to the French Quarter. Oh. I just assume this is what it looks like, but without the smell of throw up and urine.
Oh, probably, I thought you went that
no,
one.
No, I've never been.
I think my mom did when we were walking around. Yeah. She said yes.
It's one of those places I would like to visit, but I don't want to go through all of that it would take to visit and just the insanity and stuff. Like, I would definitely want to go in an off season and
yeah.
But anyway, this is considered the Disney Springs Resort area, and this is a moderate level resort. For rooms, what is the average cost of a room, Rhonda?
Well, Jeremy, you have your range is $250 to $350, depending on your view. You have a garden view, view of gardens, 2 queen beds, will sleep up to 4 adults. Standard rooms is the view of the parking area, usually. 2 queen beds, sleeps up to 4 adults. And then you have a river view, which is water that you see, and again, 2 queen beds, sleeps up to 4 adults. You also have a king bed, that the views are all of them, so you can get a king bed, but you usually are a little bit more money.
Yeah.
And then you have a pool view, with 2 queen beds, and we got one of those one time,
mm-hmm.
and it was not the main pool, but still it was a pool.
No, that was at Riverside.
Yeah, but it was not the main pool.
Right.
But it was a pool.
Right, but that was at Riverside, not at French Quarter.
Well, see, I get them confused because they are very similar.
Yeah, and you have a lot of options here. If you want to look at sleeping 5, you're going to end up wanting to head over to Riverside because they do have some with the drop-down single bed. But French Quarter, when you're looking at price range, for me personally, you know, I find moderates interesting for views because there is no balcony. So if you have a pool view or you have a river view, that just means you might wake up in the morning, I guess, open your window, you see the river, you go, oh, that's nice. And then you're kind of done. It's not as though you're spending time staring out the window or gazing out the window while the fray plays in the background in the rain and you press your hand against the window. But And literally, if you were to sit there and have like morning coffee, you'd be hunched on the air conditioning unit because that's where it's located, is under these windows. Now, where it does come into play sometimes is in the larger moderates, where it's really going to determine building location compared to front lobby, food, things like that.
Right.
It's not as big of a deal at French Quarter because French Quarter is a smaller resort.
Okay.
Sure, it would be nice to be closer, but this is one of those places where I don't mind what building I'm in. I don't mind what location it is because, first of all, it's a gorgeous walk through the streets.
Yes, it is.
And the sidewalks and going up to the main area. So when you are booking, unless you really want to be close to the front lobby and you need one of these type rooms, like a main pool view or something, I would personally just go for whatever the best cost is.
Yeah.
And then work on your room requests through a travel agent or touring plans from there to get as close as you can based on the room you've got.
And it is Disney, so maybe you would get magic.
Maybe you will. Little pixie dust.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll go into dining. And first there is Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory. Dine like a true Mardi Gras reveler at this restaurant located at Disney's Port Orleans Resort, French Quarter. This is a really, really good food court. I would put, as far as menu items go and the things that they have, I would put it over Riverside. This is much more heavier on like the New Orleans food. You think of po' boys and etouffee and things like that.
Right.
We have actually never eaten a lunch or a dinner here.
No,
but last weekend we had breakfast. So let's talk about breakfast and what we had. No, we have dined here before for breakfast in the past, because what do you believe is a must every single trip if you're staying at Port Orleans, whether it's Riverside or French Quarter? What do you got to get?
The Mickey-shaped beignets. They make them fresh right there.
Yeah.
You can get three of them for $4.49 or six of them for $6.79. They also have dipping sauces with them. You can get caramel raspberry or a coffee ganache.
Chicory coffee ganache.
Huh.
I don't remember that one.
I actually don't remember that one either. But anyways, they're $1.99 each, unless you get a cast member that does not charge you. We've kind of had that happen.
And it's one of the tiny little Jello shot cups you can think, you know, with the lid. Yeah. I mean, it's like the little things you would get at a fast food joint to fill up. So it's not a ton of dipping sauce.
It's not.
And for $1.99,
that's kind
of crazy. But it's
good. I actually love the raspberry with it.
Yeah.
Because it almost tastes like a raspberry jelly filled donut.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's really good.
Yeah. I love that they make these fresh in front of you.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's
and they're
awesome.
So
yeah, they're
good.
Piping hot.
Yep.
We usually like to get six, and we'll get a bag. They'll give you a paper bag that you can put leftovers in, and then we'll usually take them back to the room. Kids will eat them later, or 1.5 Mickey heads will sit on our countertop at home for 3 days before we throw it in the trash.
Yes.
So, but you're only talking a little over $2 more to double your order.
Right.
So you might as well go for six.
Yeah.
And they're beautifully presented in a bowl, and they put the fresh powdered
when
sugar on them.
When you eat here.
And, yes. When
you say to go, they do put them in the bag.
Yeah.
So
I would almost get them, say you're eating there, even if you're going to go back to your room, just to see them, and then get a bag and dump them in there and go back.
Yeah.
But
and then around the holidays, they did a pumpkin spice powdered sugar.
Oh, that was pretty
good. It was not a pumpkin spice like
beignet
dough. It was just your regular beignet with powdered sugar that was pumpkin spice. And it was really, really good.
It was very good. I wonder if that was the first time they'd really done one like that. I wonder if they would do some other holiday stuff. Like, I'd be interesting to see if they come out with some sort of Valentine's one with like I could see a strawberry powdered sugar and do heart shaped beignets.
Ooh.
Or get into, let's see, St. Patrick's Day. Would you do a mint powdered sugar?
That'd be weird.
And like a four leaf clover beignet?
Know. Just green powdered sugar.
Yeah. I think mint would be a little bit weird. Yeah. What other holidays do we got? Easter.
Well, they also have the boozy beignets there.
Yeah. We'll get into those. At Scott Cat's Club.
Yes.
'Cause that's not at Sasagula Float Works and
Right.
Food Factory.
But
just well, and then what I got
off the
yeah, well, what I got that morning and what your parents got was the Cajun grit bowl with shrimp. This is shrimp, vegetables, a cream sauce, tasso ham, grits, and two soft poached eggs, $11.99. This was awesome. It was really, really good. My eggs were a little bit overcooked for me. I didn't feel like they were soft poached. Mine were more like medium, almost hard poached.
Because my parents had a little bit more of
And I wanted the runniness of the egg yolk because you break it into the grits. Nice little bit of spice. This is a huge,
it's huge
dish.
Yes.
This, for me, is one to split,
yes.
especially breakfast before you might be heading to the parks.
Yeah.
You don't want to weigh yourself down. Shrimp, again, I am constantly so surprised at how well Disney does shrimp.
Why?
Because they taste fresh. I'm sure they're not. but they taste a great shrimp flavor. They're always cooked perfectly. This is one you could easily glaze over and just go, hey, grab those frozen shrimp and just, you know, heat them up real quick and throw them in a bowl and not have that good pop of shrimp flavor. And they always do.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is everything here, for the most part, is it's being made fresh or it's being assembled at the time of order. Now, your standard eggs, bacon, things like that, they're in your regular tub under a heat lamp, and they're scooping them out and assembling your plate, so they're pretty quick. Something like the shrimp and grits, they actually have a chef back there.
Yes.
One of them for this section. So here's what we found, and this is where, and I think this goes for any food court. You always have all these different sections, so you kind of need to learn or think about how long it may take to assemble a dish.
And we have already learned that if you're going to go this route, getting the grits, the shrimp and grits, and then the beignets to get your shrimp and grits first.
Yes. because you had beignets, you ordered them, they made them fresh. I was waiting another 10 minutes before I got my shrimp and grits. Now, again, everything is super fresh, which is awesome.
Right.
But there's a fear. Now, the beignets were still hot.
Warm.
But they easily could have been cold by that point.
And unfortunately, my mom said that when she took a bite of hers, I was like, Mom, they're still warm. And she was like, they're room temperature. They're not warm. And I was like, so, and she waited, probably 5 more minutes
than I did. So it's just something to think about. I think at any food court, let's just say your family was going to an all-star food court. Two of you are getting burgers and two of you are going to get a whole pizza, right?
Right.
The split. That pizza is going to take a lot longer than those burgers. So what you may want to do is order the pizza, wait a little bit, then get your burgers. Or it wouldn't hurt just to ask them, you know, roughly how long will this take?
Oh, absolutely.
And then just base it, because last thing you want is everybody breaks up and they go to their respective areas in the food court at the same time. You get your burgers and you're just standing there in the food court for 15 minutes or something, 10 minutes while the pizza is being cooked. Then you all go sit down. You and Kaylin might be splitting a nice piping hot pizza. Me and Lacey are over here eating a room temperature burger. Yeah. So just something to think about.
Yeah.
They also have Mardi Grogs. Brilliant.
What's
name.
That?
That is their pool bar. You know what grog is, right? Beer.
Oh.
We used to play in high school at a bar in DC called the Grog and Tankard. And it was twice the size of this office, maybe.
Not tiny.
Yeah, it was very tiny.
Wow.
But
and you were a band and played there?
Yeah, we were a band and played there in high school. It was very loud. Yeah, and they did not check ID. I will say that. One of the funniest things was Rob in the middle of the DC street directing traffic for us to pull up and load the gear in, holding a beer in his hand. He's like, I don't know, 17, 18 or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, so Mardi Gras, every day is Fat Tuesday here. Celebrate with specialty drinks, frozen or on the rocks, wine, sangria, and draft beers, including Abita Amber and Turbo Dog. You can even get it to go and take a leisurely stroll along the Sasagula River. They also have sandwiches, salads, and snacks. So this is a pretty traditional Disney moderate resort pool bar.
Nice.
We have sat here before when we first stayed at French Quarter. Yep. Years ago, before we went to see 21 Pilots down at House of Blues, had some drinks there.
It's outside the pool.
Yeah, it's actually outside the pool area.
If your kids are there and you want to go sit, you would not be seeing your kids.
Yeah. Unlike sitting at the one in Kidani Village, where you could just literally swivel your chair around and see your kids in the pool.
And
this one, there's like a fence and some bushes and stuff in between. So, good point.
Yeah, and the pool's fun though too. Very nice.
Yes.
They have a slide like all.
We'll get to that.
Okay. Sorry.
See, if you'd start reading the notes beforehand,
well,
we wouldn't get into this mess.
Well, no, you should tell me the notes.
I love how anxious you are to say about how awesome the pool is, because it is amazing. All right, next we're going to talk last bit of food, which is Scat Cats Club. Go back and listen to episode 93. We go into full detail. We've eaten a good portion of that menu.
Yes.
But unwind in this southern-style jazz lounge amidst music memorabilia that'll get your toes tapping. The full bar serves. Did your toes ever tap when we were in there?
May have.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
The full bar serves specialty cocktails, draft beer, and a lip-smacking list of appetizers to nosh on while listening to live music. I want to be in the room when there's Disney writers that are coming up with these descriptions. Because not only do we have toe tapping, we've got lip-smacking and nosh. Nosh is not...
What is nosh?
Like the eon. I'm going to use that this weekend. Would it be weird if we're all just sitting around because we're going with our friends? If I was just like, hey, what do you guys want to nosh on for lunch? They're just looking at me like, what did you just say? Yeah, I thought we'd go down to the bar there, get some lip-smacking sandwiches. Get our toes
you should do
tapping.
That with Jamie and Jared when we
do that.
When we see them.
We won't get into a full review because we did that on episode 93, but they're...
So go back and listen.
Yeah, go back and listen. Now, right now.
No, don't turn this off.
All right. They have like chicken and waffles, which were really cool because they're actually served over waffle crisps.
Yeah.
Those were delicious. We had the crawfish etouffee. which was very good. It's tender crawfish tail, spicy shellfish stew, which is actually delicious, even though shellfish stew sounds disgusting, and steamed rice. This was really good. We had the Bayou brisket sliders. I'm just going to go right past those.
Why?
Because again, if I read it, smoked brisket, tomato jam, pimento cheese, and house chips.
It did.
No word of pickles. They put pickles on it. It's too aggressive of a flavor to not have it in your menu description. Right?
Yeah, just saying. You should tell them that.
It should be called the Bayou Brisket Pickle Sliders. We did the Mardi Gras mac and cheese, which was very, very good. Nice, hearty portion. Gulf shrimp, andouille sausage, cheddar cheese sauce, cornbread crumble, which I really liked. Sarsaparilla crab dip, which was weird because it was cold. It was a cold crab dip, if you remember. So it was good, but I like a hot crab dip.
Okay.
But here they put cornichons. That's how you pronounce them. They put that on the menu because those are the tiny little devil's pickles. And they put those on the menu.
Pickles.
And why? Why would, if you dip a pickle in crab dip, we can't be friends. And then finally, I'll let you talk quickly about the Baton Rouge beignets.
That is the three beignets jazzed up with your choice of Bailey's, Kahlua, or Rum Chata.
Yeah.
So when we were there, we went ahead and had all three of those. Rum Chata was the best. Kahlua was the second.
Yeah.
No, Bailey's was the second.
Yes, yes,
then Bailey's. Kahlua.
I really like Kahlua, but to me it was overpowering.
Yeah, I didn't like the Kahlua. And I like Kahlua as well. But once we were talking to the bartender, come to find out... pretty much you could pick whatever liqueur you would want.
Yeah, not only could you just say, well, I want all three rum chata or Kahlua or Bailey's or two Bailey's, one rum chata, whatever. But yeah, she acted like if you see a liqueur or a liquor in the back here, we can do it.
Crown Royal, you could.
Mm.
That'd be disgusting.
Fireball beignets.
Oh, there you go. That probably would actually be good.
We should actually try that. We should go see if they'll do that. Do a fireball beignet.
Well, anyway, she was talking about how...
You shouldn't try it. I will try it.
No, I won't.
Because you turn into a lunatic.
Yeah, apparently fireball and redheads don't mix.
No, they do not.
I guess because I'm already fiery.
That would be interesting. Now with those, I think they did say that depending on what you're getting, it could be like an upcharge.
Oh, right, of course.
So if you're like, yeah, I want that Johnny Walker 20-year age. I don't know anything about Johnny Walker, but blue labeled... crystal bottle one. They're probably gonna upcharge you if they do it, but and the reason is they're not made with liquor in them. They actually are the regular beignets, and then they give you a tube of the liquor,
right?
And you basically
it's funny. This is
you gotta be really careful. It's this long tube, and as you squeeze it in there,
the ball is big, but the okay.
Careful.
I'll just stop.
It's a family show. But you squeeze like the little test tubey thingy baster, almost like a turkey baster, into it. So then it puts the liquor in there. Give it a few minutes before you bite in so that the beignet can absorb it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you just bite in and all the liquor falls out.
Mm-hmm.
And so our tip for eating boozy beignets. All right, let's get into recreation. Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter features the Dublin Lagoon 225,000-gallon swimming pool, which has a sea serpent-themed water slide named Scales that is jockeyed by King Neptune. I did not know that. The sea serpent-themed water slide is named Scales.
I know. I didn't know his name was Scales.
And it is being jockeyed by King Neptune.
He's been ridden. Ridden? Rode.
Roden. He's been ridden. Okay. Math and grammar. You want to talk a little bit about the kids' splash area that's right there?
Yeah, this kids' splash area is fantastic.
Best one we've ever been to, I think.
I think so, too. We'd have to ask the kids, but I'm pretty sure they would agree because even Kaylin is tall and old as she is now. She really likes that one. And one of the times we were there, it was nice because the lifeguard and cast member didn't kick my kids out because they were technically too old and big. And they were so sweet to this one little girl.
That was fun.
And we got to talk with the parents and the kids just had fun. And it's a great, great place to be.
It's
I love
awesome.
It. And they are not banned incorporated, correct?
No, these are
so
not.
So if you do stay at Riverside, which we did, and we walked over because the kids wanted to do that pool.
Yep.
So
yeah, so you can go back and forth between the two, or if you wanted to go from, if you're staying at French Quarter and you wanted to go to Old Man Island over at Riverside, you could do that as well. There is a hot tub. Of course, they have a children's playground. Hot tub is outside on the other side, actually, of the bar in a kind of secluded space. It was hard to find.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
Because you go, there's these brick columns. Yeah. You go through a old, like, iron gate.
Yeah.
And then it's this big hot tub, but it's surrounded by, but it's actually a really cool atmosphere.
There's a lot of leaves in it.
Yeah, but it's very odd when I went over the one time and there was just one other man sitting in it. And then I walked in, but I'm not just going to turn around. Like, it's kind of one of that awkward things. Like, if there had been several people, it's one thing, or it just was odd. So you just have to get in a hot tub with another man. I didn't know. I don't know. Again, I forego any thoughts of communal hot tubs when I'm at Disney, and I just assume that pixie dust is being sprinkled in there and killing God knows what's in that water.
Oh.
Just my thought. Okay. But they do have a video game arcade where you can purchase the point cards for gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some other special type events. The next two are paid events, but they have Painting on the Bayou, which I would like to do sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Unwind while painting a Disney-inspired picture in an instructor-led paint class at Scat Cat's Lounge. While you're there, your toes will most likely tap. Just as a precaution. This evening class is perfect for artists of all levels, beginners, experts, and those somewhere in between. Where would you put yourself? I would put myself at a child's level, and that's not listed.
I would be not beginner, because I've done painting with
You've done really good on the ones. That turtle one you did going into the sunset was good.
Yeah.
Mine just looked like little, I don't even know it, like little turtle poops going into a sunset or something. Mine was not good. Didn't we hang yours in our bathroom for a while? We hung mine in the garage, like behind a shelf. So thanks for that. But this is every Wednesday. Check-in begins at 5:45 p.m. Class begins at 6 p.m. Again, this is in Scat Cats Club, $35 plus tax per guest, ages 12 and older.
Oh, so Kayla couldn't do it.
No, she could not. We would just walk in. They'd be like, how old is she? 17? I'm like, yep. Oh, that child. Then they have a beignet fun run. So join us on Saturday run day for a quick dash around Disney's Port Orleans Resort, French Quarter. After completing this scenic 1.5-mile course, you'll receive a finisher's medallion along with a tasty beignet. A medallion, not a medal.
Ooh.
You should have called it the bloom, a golden doubloon. This is most Sundays. It's not offered on Run Disney race weekends. Time check-in begins at 7:30 a.m. Run begins at 8 a.m. You check in on the Riverwalk between Building 5 and the Dublin Lagoon Pool area. Only $15 per person plus tax.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. And we've seen people doing this. Yep. We've been there, seen them run by, and this is again for runners of all levels.
Right, and I don't even think it's 3 miles. I don't even think it's a 5K.
No, it isn't. Is it a 1K? It's probably like a 1 mile run. Okay. However, that Gary, let us know how many Ks a mile is, please. Of course, we have Movies Under the Stars. Watch complimentary screenings of Disney films on select nights between buildings 5 and 6 on the French Quarter Green. Now, these are not every night at French Quarter. They are not every night at Riverside. But when you combine the two, there is a movie every night between the Port Orleans complex.
Right.
So you could have to go back and forth. Again, quick walk over to Riverside. Beautiful walk down the Sasagula River. They have Cajun campfire activities. Gather round as the sun goes down for old-fashioned family fun as you roast marshmallows by a crackling fire. This is a crackling fire. These are real fires. There's cast members there putting them together. If you would go ahead.
I just said you have to have a parent there with your child.
Yes.
Kaylin and Lacey tried one time, and they would not let them,
which makes sense. Otherwise, you have a bunch of kids just running around with flaming marshmallow torches, you know, swatting people in the head and stuff. If you would like, they're going to provide marshmallows and sticks, but you could bring your own graham crackers and chocolate if you want to put together your own s'mores or whatever you want to do with that. So we did it. We had some amazing cast members there. Had a lot of fun.
Yes.
Now, I'm just going to list these, but there are a lot of additional Riverside activities. So again, short walk to Riverside if you want to take advantage of some other stuff. There's the additional Movies Under the Stars. They have horse-drawn carriage rides. They have bike rentals. They have death machines. I'm sorry. They have Surrey bike rentals. They have hills that you have to ride the Surrey bike up while people in the back laugh at you. They have fishing at Old Man Island, and they have a jogging trail over there. Now, of course, horse-drawn carriage, bike rentals, and death machine rentals, as well as fishing, will be at an additional cost. With any of these that you are looking at additional costs, if you are an annual pass holder, let them know. Often you get a 10% discount, like we did on the death machine rental. That's probably why my foot is acting up. It was like, hey, remember that time you did a Surrey bike?
No.
Yeah. Take this, old man, Ned. That's all I have. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about French Quarter? I love this resort. What are you laughing at?
Tina.
I really like this resort. It has a much different feel than Riverside, but I think I like them equally. This one definitely feels more homey in a sense because it's so small. But I like it. This is the resort that we really fell in love with Disney and decided to become pass holders because we'd only ever stayed at Values or the campgrounds. And we went to a moderate. Our first moderate was French Quarter, and we took a boat to Disney Springs. Another great thing is they have boats running from Riverside to French Quarter to Disney Springs and back. So it's a beautiful boat ride over to Disney Springs. You go right past the Treehouse Villas at Saratoga, which are cool to see.
Yes.
And then as you're coming in and you look to your right and you see Disney Springs and all its glory and all the amazing buildings there, like the Edison and the balloon that goes up. And
yeah, my parents.
Wet my pants. And then you have Saratoga Springs on the left with nice, colorful, you know, building. It's awesome.
Yeah, and when we were riding the boat, they were quite impressed slash amazed, I think, because they were like, we've never seen Disney on this side, or Disney Springs.
Yeah.
And they just thought that was really cool. I am a part of Disney Online Garage Sale, whatever that thing is, the Facebook.
Okay.
So I have a question. Somebody asked the other day, and I was like, huh, and I started to respond, but I didn't because I didn't have time, but she wasn't selling anything. She was asking a question. Between the two, which one would you pick? If she was wanting to pick between Riverside and...
Riverside. I would pick Riverside.
Would you?
Myself, yeah.
But would you also... say, because I would have said if I would have responded was pick either one, pick if you price wise pick the cheaper one because you can use both sides.
Yep,
it's completely. Just the room what you want and what
it does come down more to the room. You're gonna get the same rooms in all throughout French Quarter. Over at Riverside, you're gonna have an option of picking between your Alligator Bayou rooms,
right,
where everything looks like it's made of wooden sticks,
right,
and then you're gonna pick between your standard room, which we stayed in recently, and then you can have the royal rooms. So I do think it comes down to picking some of that, but I will say, as great as French Quarter feels, if you're staying in the mansion section, I can't remember what the heck it's called right now. That section, it's Alligator Bayou in the other section. Magnolia.
Yeah,
or you're staying in Magnolia Manor section. Boy, there's nothing like walking out of your room in the morning and seeing these big, beautiful gardens and like the rounded staircases leading up to these southern.
It looks
mansions like it's awesome.
One room instead of.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a hotel. Yeah. It looks like a mansion, like you would see in Princess and the Frog. So I do think that either one, you're not going to lose. Some would come down to, you know, your room size. And I didn't mention on the other activities, of course, at Riverside is go see Yeehaw Bob.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
Over at the River Roost Lounge, you know, so you can do that there. And I do think some would determine on what recreational things you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think you're going to be at the pool most of the time, I would pick the French Quarter pool over the Riverside pool.
Yes.
Movies on the lawn are in a better location, I think, at Riverside. Food court is better
French Quarter.
At French Quarter. But evening entertainment with Yeehaw Bob is better over at Riverside.
Right.
So, again, if you come down to it, they're pretty even. It's just going to come down to what you want for your exact feel.
Right.
If you want that Mardi Gras feel. Like, again, for me, you and I are going only. I'm picking Riverside Magnolia Manor because it's more romantic.
Right.
If it's us as a family, or maybe it's a couple's weekend or a guy's weekend or a girl's weekend, I could see French Quarter because it has more of that party look atmosphere being centered around the French Quarter.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Fair assessment?
Yeah. Of course. I just, that's an exactly what I thought. And I just, so I just kind of wanted your thoughts as well.
Yeah.
You didn't say the, that they do have the horses drawn carriage rides.
I did.
You did?
Yeah. I did that right before Bike Rentals and Death Machine Rentals. It's on my list, right under movies, under the stars.
Okay, well.
And the carriage ride, I mean, we haven't done the carriage ride there. I would like to one time. Like, yeah. that's a cool spot. And you can bring a bottle of champagne on if you wanted.
See? Should have talked more about that instead of just skipping over.
Well, that was more of our Riverside review.
Okay.
But thank you.
Can you do it at either one?
No, you cannot do it. They don't have them at French Quarter. You have to walk down. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. Again, if you want full notes to this show and the other shows that we do here on Main Street Magic, we started about maybe 10 episodes ago. Go to ctmvip.com. Check out Club 32. You're going to get a lot of extra stuff in there, including live streams every time that we stay in a room.
Yes.
So we will be live streaming or would have. See when we do it, our Lake Buena Vista Villages Resort and spa salon place that this thing is. We're
maybe
going to.
Maybe I should get a salon.
Do a spa service. Maybe. You could check with Tina. But and if you have not already subscribed, please do so. Not only to our show, but to the Capture the Magic feed as well. And leave us all a rating and review.
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.